The Blue Planet Foundation hosted representatives from island nations that are striving to generate 100% of their electricity needs from renewable sources. Like Hawaii, these isolated communities rely on imported fossil fuel to generate electricity. Utu Malai is from the Territorial Power Authority of American Samoa, which has installed solar photovoltaic panels on three smaller outlying islands.
The challenge that we faced in the Manu'a Islands was that all of the fuel had to be hauled out, transshipped by boat, and the boat service was unreliable, and there's risk of oil spills. And so we decided that we will take care of that problem by making these three small islands 100% renewable by October 31st. That's next month.
Financing for the 1.6 megawatt system was a challenge, but the territorial government agreed to invest $8.3 million, with $2 million provided by the Department of the Interior. American Samoa is 76 square miles total, with nearly 60,000 residents. Malai says other energy projects are coming online.
We have a 10-megawatt solar project, another 5 megawatts coming pretty soon. And then we also have a purchase power agreement for a waste conversion project. It's going through its paces with the EPA Region 9. And the actual goal for the entire territory is 100% renewable by 2040.
American Samoa also did a study for geothermal power, which proved unfeasible. In the Dutch Caribbean nation of Aruba, with 69 square miles and 100,000 people, the focus will be on balancing reliability, affordability, and sustainability, what they call the trilemma. The managing director of Utilities Aruba, Frank Hortz, says the goal is to decrease fossil fuel use.
Thermal power generation is going to stay the same. We have some reciprocating diesel engines. We're going to use them for stability. So we're going to use them less. Wind is going to grow. Biogas is going to grow. And also solar is going to grow. So we expect to be at 50%. 2018, 100% sustainability by 2020.
Blue Planet founder Hank Rogers says islands serve as clean energy innovators and provide a small-scale testbed for fossil fuel transition. But he says Hawaii faces its own challenges as part of the equation relative to hydro and geothermal generation.
I recently attended a conference with the president of Iceland, and he took Iceland 100% renewable back in 1972, based on geothermal and hydro. On geothermal, there's the cultural issue. Hydro is more problematic because people don't want their valleys to be blocked by dams. And so I think hydro is a really underused resource in Hawaii.
Hawaii has a goal of 100% electrical generation from renewable sources by 2045. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.